This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Back when the Walt Disney Company paid $4 billion for Lucasfilm, it bought the rights to make Star Wars movies. Let us just say that Disney is quite intent on getting its money's worth. The Star Wars movie Rogue One opens in theaters today. Some critics may not love it, but that doesn't matter, apparently. Sabri Benishore reports on Disney's big plan.
After Episode 7 last year and Rogue One this year, we'll get Episode 8, then a young Han Solo movie, then Episode 9, and maybe even a Boba Fett, the Bounty Hunter movie. And that's all likely by 2020.
What Disney is doing is basically trying to milk the franchise as much as they can.
Abraham Ravid is professor of finance at the Cy Sim School of Business at Yeshiva University, and he says this is exactly what research shows they should be doing.
Sequels are the holy grail of movie making, less risky than the average film, and the return is higher.
Now, in Disney's case, these standalone movies serve two purposes. One is to make money, obviously, but not just from the box office.
My estimate is for every dollar they get at the movie theaters, they make about $5 to $6 in other stuff.
Aswath Damodaran is professor of finance at NYU's Stern School. Sure, there are the toys, the video games, clothing, but for Disney, there's also theme parks. Star Wars attractions are coming to Disneyland and Disney World. Standalone Star Wars movies are also a generational bridge.
The very first Star Wars came out so long ago, and you got to bring those old fans back, then you got to attract new ones.
So keep some old characters, bring some new ones in for new generations to identify with. Now, can that go horribly, horrifically wrong? Yes.
Missy called Jar Jar Binks. Missy, your humble servant.
That was the worst character in any movie ever in any galaxy, Jar Jar Binks, back in Episode 1. Disney hasn't made that mistake so far. And is it possible to sequel a franchise to death? Absolutely. But judging by current interest, Star Wars isn't anywhere near that yet.
They know that saturating the market with the content is not the best way to create long-term value.
Daniel Ernst is with Welch Capital Partners.
Disney, across its history, has shown a strong commitment to developing franchises that people all over the world just love.
In other words, the force is with Disney on this one. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.